I speak this morning in the name of the one who is and who was and who is to come, the risen Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Well, good morning to you all. Happy Easter. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah. As I was saying at my Christmas message, just kidding. No, actually, I'm always so overwhelmed by so many people here today. It just bowls me over to see the good people of God gathered. I wish you could see what it looks like from my vantage point up here. But it forces me to ask a question that I think we all should be asking ourselves today, and that is why? Why are we here today? Did we get drugged here by somebody? Is it a family tradition? Are we here for the party? It is a good party. Why are we here today? That's a very important question for us to be asking ourselves. Certainly it's a great celebration. Certainly it's a wonderful time to be together as family, as community. But it's so much more. Jesus is alive. That is the good news that we claim this day, but not just this day. We celebrate Easter every single Sunday, day in and day out, Sunday by Sunday. We come together as the people of God claiming the promise of the resurrection that happened on this day. But sometimes it's really hard to appreciate the power of what actually happened until we are intimately aware of our own need for a Savior, our own need to claim that gift. I really just have two things to say this morning about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the first is that it did happen. It is an historical fact. Just as Peter said in the book of Acts, Jesus of Nazareth died, crucified, buried, rose again. The stone was rolled away. He rose from the dead to new life. And he appeared to hundreds and thousands of people. But even more than that, what difference does it make for us today that we come together to recall a story that happened long ago? I don't think so. We're gathered here today because the resurrection is a story that happens not just then, but now. It happens today. It's a present day reality in our lives. As sure as spring follows winter, the resurrection is breaking forth all around us, in our own lives and in the world around us. As we come together as the people of faith, as we claim these promises, as we say these words, Alleluia, Christ is risen, as we say our prayers, as we come to the Eucharist, Christ is made present to each one of us as we lay claim to that. And that doesn't just happen today. It happens tomorrow and the next day and the next. And it can be experienced more powerfully by anybody who is ready to get rid of that death garment that we carry, all of us carry, and put on that new garment of Christ, that new life that he offers each one of us. But it's hard to experience if we just come to the party and we miss Good Friday. We missed Maundy Thursday. We haven't been walking with Jesus on this whole journey, day in and day out, because we got to know a man who we had hopes for. He was betrayed and he was crucified. And none of us like to go there. We like the celebration. But we forget that we had a role in it all. We forget that we were part of his betrayal. We were part of his crucifixion. And only then, when we come to fully experience this Christ as Savior, do we fully appreciate the power and the weight of the resurrection. We were in a very dark place on Friday. Jesus hanging from the cross, saying those words to his heavenly Father, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And I think all of us can identify with that cry. We each identify with that pain and that brokenness. There is so much suffering and death all around us. The young man who's dying of cancer, the family who has just lost their home, the wife who's just buried a husband, the son who's just committed suicide, the countless innocent victims who are being martyred for their faith around the world, the hungry, the homeless, the destitute, the lonely, those imprisoned unjustly. My God, my God, if you are alive, where are you? Why don't you do something? We carry that question around with us. But Easter says that he has, and he is, and that he will. You see, the life and death of Christ reveals the truth of our existence, the truth of our world, the truth of our own lives. It holds a mirror up to us, and it causes us to embrace the resurrection for what it is. New life. It's a sweetness. It's a sweet, sweet smell. Jesus is alive. He's gone before us to Galilee. Galilee is the place, is that next step in your life. Galilee is tomorrow. Galilee is the next day. Galilee is the journey that we are on. There we see him. There we experience him, because Easter's a living event. It's a living relationship with a living God. This God loves us so much. He loves you and he loves me so much that he was willing to give himself for us so that we might be set free from the power of sin and death in this world. The victory that we celebrate today doesn't mean that we are immune from suffering or death. No, but it means that we have the power of Christ to transcend it. We have a new hope, a new joy, a new presence. We share in that life of Christ that has overcome the world. We are raised with him to live this new life. Some of us are quite comfortable with our own lives. We've made peace with the dysfunction in our own lives. We've made peace with our own sin. But God does not want us to stay there. He did not come that we might stay there. And the fact of the matter is, life is so unpredictable, so tenuous, so precious, and we're not in control of it. All of us knows that anything can happen. And when it does, where do we turn? We turn to the rock of our salvation. We turn on to the one thing that doesn't change. We claim Christ. We cling to him. God's love and promise for you does not change. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, Jesus loves you. But he's He's more interested in your future than what you've done in the past. And he is inviting you to go to Galilee with him, to walk with him into the new life. And there you will see him. There you will embrace that life. It's not something that happens when we die. We're not waiting for eternal life. No, it's something that we claim today and tomorrow and every day hereafter. Easter is the way of life. It's a daily journey. It means that we have hope. It means that we have light. It means that we have a future, come what may. It means that we know the end of the story, and the best is yet to come. Because of Easter, we can believe. We can hold fast, even in the darkest moments of our life. Even at the grave, we can sing our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Because of Easter, we can live without fear. We don't have to be a bondage to uncertainty. Because of Easter, we can begin again each and every day in our relationships with one another and in our relationship with Christ. Easter means everything for how we live our lives from here on out. In just a few moments, we're going to renew the promises that we made to God when we were baptized, when we received that gift of new life, when we claimed his promise. We're going to renew those promises here before God. And how you respond to those promises will make all the difference in the world. It will change your life. It will cause you to live differently. How you respond to these questions will mean what Easter means to you. God wants us to live lives of love and freedom and peace. And he wants you to share this life of resurrection with a world that is dying to hear it, to see it, to know it. I leave you with these words from the Apostle Paul. If anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new is come. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.